Bruce Williamson joins us from the campaign group Rail Future. Hello, Bruce. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
It's afternoon. Afternoon, Jason. Yes.
Hello. Good afternoon. You had me worried then, because I've had a long day. I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning. I was looking at the clock there thinking, maybe I've got it wrong, but no. Right, Bruce, like, I'm having a lot of messages from my listeners today, texting in, WhatsApping in, saying it's time for armed guards on our trains. What do you think?
I think it's very easy to come up with sort of knee-jerk reactions. And I think we need to resist that temptation and keep a cool head here. Let's not forget that these incidents are, thankfully, extremely rare, and rail travel remains incredibly safe overall. Think about, you know, the cost and the practicalities of having armed guards. You know, it's something that you know we would all have to pay, and would it necessarily stop it? What we're fighting here really is against sort of human nature. This incident happened on a train, but it could have happened on a bus or in a pub or in a church. And you know, I think what we need to address really, and there's no easy answers here, but how do you solve crime? How do you deal with those rogue elements that can crop up anywhere? And I'm afraid there are no magic bullets, no easy fixes.
But here's the thing, Bruce. You know, we often talk about train fares being very high, and that's another story for another day. But if you were to say to the majority of my listeners, right, you'll pay an extra 10 or 15 quid to have an armed police officer at one end of the train and an armed police officer on another to make sure nothing like this ever happens again, or, God forbid it did, it will be handled effectively and efficiently, one might argue that a large percentage of the listenership today would be saying, I'll be able to pay that 15 quid.
Maybe they would. I would argue, though, that it actually wouldn't be very good value for money in terms of saving lives. Again, you know, I remind you that this incident is incredibly rare, and I think no passenger has died on a British train through an accident for, like, I think 10 years, 15 years now, since I can't remember, was it Grey Rig? It's a long time ago. There's been a very, very long period of very, very safe operation on the trains. How many people die on the roads every day? You know, maybe that money could be better spent in improving road safety or reopening rail lines, because obviously rail travel is much safer than car travel. The politicians, of course, you know, want to be seen to be doing something. And that's why we'll see extra police visible on the rail network over the next few days. But as a long-term practical solution, I don't think it's going to make any difference, really.
And Bruce, let's leave what happened in Cambridge to one side here. Let's speak in general terms as well.
Yes.
We all use the trains, right? And maybe there is now time for a national debate, a conversation for politicians, for people like yourself to get involved, passengers themselves. There are so many idiots on the trains. There are so many clowns who think they can behave as they want, whether they're fueled by alcohol or drugs, that you don't see on other forms of transport. And one cannot get your head around why there are so many idiots who behave like they do on trains.
Yes, I mean, you're absolutely right. And I was, funny enough, just before I came on air, I was reading an article from a woman who was sort of describing her experience of being harassed by a drunk, broke bloke who just wouldn't leave her alone. I mean, I think there's a job for society as a whole to sort of call out this behaviour and make it socially unacceptable. But again, I go back to the problem. This is a wider thing of sort of crime and antisocial behaviour in society as a whole. Politicians and the public will look for a quick fix, and there isn't one. It's difficult, but you know, I think if we put our heads together, we can improve things.
Great to talk to you, Bruce. Thank you very much indeed. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future.